Welcome to Technical Tuesdays. This is Fred Razek, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today we're going to be discussing something called relative strength. But before we do, make sure to like and subscribe so that you can get future content just like this. So what is relative strength and how does it affect the market? So this is like a really unknown strategy that most people are not familiar with. And it's a very simple strategy. Now, it's a strategy that I've been using over the past 25 years of my trading career. And it's probably one of the first ones that I actually saw it the first time. And I could even tell you the stock. It was called AMCC. And basically, it's called relative strength. Now, when you're trading the markets, okay, things are relative to each other. Okay, the markets are either trading above moving averages or below moving averages. So it's relative to what the average is. So just like the markets are moving in a relative to something else or relative to itself, they also trade relative to a index. So if you have, like, for example, a stock, a specific stock, okay, under a certain category. So, you know, the markets have, you know, several categories of stocks. Like you have bank stocks, you have healthcare stocks, you have oil stocks, you have gold stocks. You have different types of companies that are dealing with different type of categories of businesses. And depending what's happening on the market, okay. So for example, interest rates go higher. Okay, that's generally good for banks, okay, because that means that they could charge more and they're making more of a profit. So their income stream is going to go higher, okay? So the bank stocks are going to go higher when interest rates are going to go higher. Now, relative to what the rest of the market is doing, if we're looking at internet stocks or computer stocks or healthcare stocks or gold or any of the other sectors, we would say that the bank stocks is relatively strong compared to everything else. And when that happens, you have something called action of relativity, okay? Because relative to the market, to the rest of the market, the bank stocks are going to be strong and they're going to be above or selling above. So right now, as we're doing this, there was something that I called out yesterday in the markets where the U.S. markets have gone from 28,500 to 34,700. It was over a 6,000 point move. In less than 2 months, it's probably the most aggressive move I've seen on the upside in a very, very long time. And with that upside, with that tremendous move upwards, there were stocks that didn't go higher, okay? If you look at the tech stocks, if you look at the Amazon, the Facebook, the Google, the Apple, all these stocks, they didn't go higher. They traded a little bit up, okay? And each one relative to each other, okay? For example, Amazon just traded sideways. And the first opportunity that we sold off, Amazon actually sold off first. So it was relatively weak compared to how the market was going higher and Amazon was just going sideways and meant that there was no buyers in the stock of Amazon. So that means that it's relatively weak compared to the rest of the market. And when you do have those type of discrepancies in the markets and you could read that, you can anticipate the next move into the next downturn that Amazon would have been the first one to go down. And in truth, that's exactly what happened. Amazon sold off over 30 points. And another example is Tesla right now. So there are oodles of examples. And I've seen this, I'm telling you, I've seen this over the past 30 years. And yes, do you get a chance? Are there certain times where, you know, they don't go down and, you know, there's a rotation in the markets and they even go higher? Sometimes it does happen. But when something is relatively weak or relatively strong compared to the market, it, generally speaking, it moves together against the market when it's actually going, you know, in the upside or downside. Okay. It goes opposite and it goes sideways. And then when there's that turn, okay, when it's relatively strong, okay, then it'll go up when the markets are going down relatively and it's going sideways, then it'll go up in those type of circumstances. Or when the markets are going up and it's not going up, then it's going to go down first, okay? And that is a strategy that is a proven strategy. You could look at the charts right now, and I could show it to you over and over again. Over the past 25 years, there have been oodles of opportunities like that in the market. So take advantage of it and take a look at it, because you'll see many opportunities like that. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.